This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Well, we're getting closer to the big, big Christmas holiday.
Yes.
It's a big, big holiday.
It is.
Especially when you have children around.
It sure is.
Are you hearing it all the time?
Not right now. It's mostly, Mom, 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 come here, hurry. I want that for my birthday. Every commercial. So, you know, our kitchen and dining or living area are separate areas. So I have to walk out of the kitchen when I'm making supper. Mom, 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 I want that. I want that. Oh, okay. Go back in. Mom, Mom, Mom. Yeah, back and forth.
That's your exercise.
Yeah, it is. Oh, okay.
Parents learn
dollhouse, anything. He wants it.
Well, really?
Yes.
Even stuff that's not meant for him.
Yes. He'll catch the end of like a movie. Mom, I want that for my birthday.
Birthday?
Yep. Turns 3 on December 9th.
Ah, so yes. He's got that planned out.
Yes.
Let's not skip over the birthday thing thinking about Christmas.
No. No, I know. That's what we try to tell him. I'm like, well, do you want some of this for Christmas? No, I want for my birthday.
Yeah, because that comes first. Let's yeah. not wait.
I want this stuff now.
We'll worry about that later.
Yeah.
He'll get on to that. I guess his Christmas season is a little shorter.
Yeah.
His shopping season, anyway.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I think most parents learn to hate Madison Avenue about this time.
Oh, I can see that.
Who comes up with all these commercials anyway? Trying to sell my kids toys.
Yeah, everything.
Lots and lots and lots
Doesn't
of
matter
stuff.
What it is.
Oh,
hungry,
I'm sure.
Hungry hippos. I want that. I want that. Okay.
But does when he wants the stuff and he actually gets the stuff, does he actually play with the stuff?
Yeah, he's really still into just monster trucks and Hot Wheel cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anything.
So many
really.
Kids, it seems, and we were kind of the same way too. You know, you get stuff on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. You guys are the same way.
Oh, yeah.
You play with it like the Dickens for a couple of days, and then you forgot where you put it.
Right.
You know, it's just, that's the way it is. It's, and I think part of that's because they get off of school all that time.
Yeah.
You know, you have Christmas Day, and then you've got that whole week.
To play with all your stuff, and yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got nothing else to do.
But play, yeah.
Oh, that's, it's you on your schedule on every day. Wake up, play with toys, eat, play with toys, eat, go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
pretty much what
much.
You do. Yeah, that's what your schedule looks like when you're a kid during Christmas vacation. So, yeah, you got that whole week to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How often did you damage the things you got for Christmas?
I think I was pretty good.
Would your mom and dad agree with
I
that?
I don't know. It's probably more of, we can't play with it till it gets put together, so then we, you know, probably bugging dad to put all of our toys together for us, but.
Now, in your house, it was the three girls.
Three girls.
You and your sisters.
Yes.
So, how many times was it, that's mine, that's mine?
I'm sure there's a lot of that between the Barbies and dolls and all that stuff.
What do you mean, you're sure there was a lot of that?
Okay, maybe.
Okay, maybe? Wow.
We got
Again,
along. We got along pretty good,
if
I
talk to your folks.
I'm sure I'll hear about it soon.
The truth detectors are still around. So.
Well, Wyatt's already at that stage. Mm-hmm. You know, she has something, then Wyatt's got to have it. Or he'll mm-hmm. just take something I'm sharing. Well, not quite if you're just, you know, taking it from her, but you're getting there.
You kind of expect that to a certain extent with young children. If that's still going on when they're like 16, then you got some problems.
Yeah,
you got problems. But yeah, no, that's we were the same way. There were four boys in my family.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were the same way. You know, that's mine. That's mine. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. That was his. And it got to the point where I don't think mom and dad really much bought us anything individually anymore except like socks, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
The toys and stuff, as we started to get a little bit older, it seems to me, if I remember correctly, that a lot of the toys were like larger things that we could all share.
Together. That's smart.
They thought through this a little bit better. Let's not get them
each
this.
I'm not going through that again.
Yeah, either that or we each got our own G.I. Joe so we could, you know, play
everybody
with those.
Everybody has the same, yeah.
Everybody had one, but yeah, so it just kind of got to that point because, you know, otherwise it's just a constant, I want to play with it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, my turn.
You didn't want to play with it until they started playing with it. You
yes,
know? That's
exactly.
Just kind of the way it goes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, I hate to make this connection, but sometimes young children are just like raising dogs and cats. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the same characteristics. Uh-huh. You just boil it down. It's just kind of like, really? You guys have to do this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know?
Right now.
Just be thankful the kids don't drink out of the toilet.
Oh, there's times they like to play in the toilet, I remember.
Okay, that's enough. Let's move the conversation
into a
different area here. You know, I speaking of dogs, I saw this article the other day on foxnews.com, and it just kind of caught me. They pulled this from a website called Life Science, Live Science, And it's it was entitled, Do Dogs Understand Words or Emotions? You've had pets.
Yes.
You know what it's like. I mean, you talk to them and they respond. And in our back, in the back of our mind, we sometimes seem to think that they understand what we're saying. Of course, they don't. There's a lot of association there. But so they, some researchers did a study, of course. But, you know,
let's not cure cancer or.
Yeah, let's work on the important things. But they, you know, they just looked at, it's the age old debate. Do dogs understand the words that their owners say to them, or are they just cueing into the tune of your voice? And apparently, according to the study, it appears it's kind of both. Man's best friend not only hears the meaning of human speech, but it also perceives the emotion behind it. The findings don't prove that dogs fully understand all of the emotional aspects of human speech, but they do show that dogs are at least paying attention to it. This was a study done in England, so our tax dollars didn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you know, some of the common things, sit, heel, shake, you know, all those kinds of things. A lot of those things are done in response to commands and endearments from their human companions. They say, though a dog lover might insist that their little dog understands every single word, skeptics insist that dogs just pick up on people's intonation or some of the other nonverbal cues. But they looked at a lot of different things, and that's kind of what they came up with. You know, dogs apparently can tell if you're angry at them, as well they should be able to.
Yeah.
Sometimes husbands don't cue in on that, but dogs certainly can. But it's kind of a little bit of both. You know, because when you're a young kid, did you ever do that thinking, boy, it's a good thing you were born in the United States, because, man, if you were born like in France, the dog doesn't speak French, so would he
understand.
Mom, would he understand French words if we yelled French words at him?
You never know. Because this is the way they're taught, then, yeah.
Well, it's funny. It's just, you know, the eyes are the window to the soul.
Yeah.
You know, and whether it's a human being or an animal, when you look into their eyes, you swear they're understanding what you're...
you want to believe it, yeah.
You really
I think
do.
Some things, I mean, obviously, like the commands and everything. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, you know, so much of it's training and whatever. I guess we'll find out someday. I'm certain that God has a place for all of our pets and animals and things, too, and it's probably right by our side.
Yeah.
So I'm sure at some point in time we'll find out.
Yeah.
They may look at us when we're somewhere in heaven and say, I can't believe you did that right in front of me. Don't know how that's going to work out necessarily.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of decorating at the holidays?
A little. Wyatt helped decorate the tree. Well,
Oops.
He pretty much did it. So there's a lot in one spot.
Uh-huh. I figured that, right where he can reach.
Yep, and then he'd want to get on the chair, and so there's a lot in the spot where he can reach from the chair onto the tree. Yeah.
Inside, mostly? Not so much outside?
Nothing outside yet.
Outside decorations, obviously, are tough.
Yeah.
And especially if you have some nasty weather, it just makes it even tougher, too. But, you know, a lot of people like to, of course, decorate during the holidays and show off a lot of things that they've been able to acquire and what have you. And, you know, trees are one of the common ones. But, you know, there are a lot of safety issues and things involved with some of these deals, too. And the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission sends out a little list of some of the safety tips for decorations and things. And a lot of them are pretty common sense things. You know, like when you're dealing with trees, you know, if you're going to use real trees, you know, you make sure it's fresh.
Right.
You know, green trees are fresh. Brown is bad, green is good, you know. We know that. But the needles should be hard to pull off the branches. You know, if you shake a tree, are you going to find just needles everywhere? You know, those types of things. You know, you want to make sure that you have something that's, you know, that's still in good shape. Because you're going to take it out of its natural habitat, put it indoors where the air is dry. It's going to have warm air blowing on it, whatever else. So it's going to dry out over time. So, you know, you want to keep it away from heat sources of different types because they dry out rapidly in heated rooms. And then, you know, when you get it back, you want to cut off a couple inches of the trunk at the bottom so that it's pulling in some water a little bit easier, expose fresh wood. But also, you know, you want to keep it out of the way of things, too. Doorways, hallways, things like that. You know, and do you have pets around the house? Or small children, for that matter. You know, I mean, those are things, too. They're little people, but their little brains aren't fully developed yet. They don't think through all the hazards and things like we do. So, you know, do you have to kid-proof or pet-proof? You know, the tree or the house, the lights, all those kinds of things. And, You know, extension cords are always a deal, too. Boy, when it comes to extension cords, oh, yikes.
Yeah, yeah, really careful.
Yeah, you know, we joke about some of the old movies, you know, where they...
I think A Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, A Christmas Story, those types of things where they have 28 things plugged into one outlet with all kinds of extenders and things, and we kind of laugh. Well, it's funny because it's a Hollywood movie, but in real life, it's not so funny.
No.
And you can talk to any fire department around the area, and they can tell you some sad stories from the holidays where simple things that people could have done to avoid an absolute tragedy. So be very careful when you're doing all those kinds of things, too. And, you know, make sure that you don't, use too many outlets or use too many cords into a single outlet with a lot of extenders and things. You know, follow the posted rules on some of the products and things that you buy. You know, be careful of, you know, draping cords around. Some people want to hide the cords and just put them under the rug. That's not a smart idea either, you know. There's so many little things that can cause big problems down the road. Holidays are supposed to be a fun and festive time. You don't want to turn it into a disaster.
No.
So, yeah, be very careful about those kinds of things, too, as you're doing all the decorating. And, you know, make sure it's done in a fun and safe way all at the same time so that your house looks great. But also, you know, you're not going to have problems with the kids, the dogs, overloads on the circuits, you know, things like that. Too many things can happen. Well, lots of Christmas stuff here, too, and we do actually have a lot of Christmas things to tell you about. This weekend is an incredibly full period of Christmas activities. I'm just surprised how many things there are going on.
There is.
Here this early in the season. Why don't we do, let's do a little bit of that first. Let's talk about some of the Christmassy things that are going on here in the next couple of weekends first, then we can get on to some of the other stuff.
Okay. Well, over in Anita, it's the Anita Child Care Center. They're holding their 6th annual silent auction. That's during the Anita Christmas Walk. That's December 7th from 4 to 7. The silent auction is to help raise money for early childhood and after-school care programs. And they're currently accepting donations for the silent auction. And if you'd like to donate, you can contact Christy Berg. And then, let's see, auction items will be accepted up until the day of the auction, so there's still time to get those in. And the Anita Child Care Center has obtained other nonprofit status, so that means your donation is totally, fully tax-deductible. Again, that's the Anita Child Care Center's 6th annual silent auction. That's during the Anita Christmas Walk, December 7th from 4 to 7.
And lots of things going on this Sunday, December 7th, in Anita with their Walk Through a Winter Wonderland event. Their holiday hustle starts at 2 o'clock. And that's just for fun. No registration necessary. They'll have some shirts available there, too. They have a recipe walk that'll go on from 3 to 5 at a bunch of area businesses. There's a vendor fair at the Anita Community Center from 4 until 7 o'clock Sunday. Then the live nativity scene at the Anita Livestock Auction is from 4 to 4:30. That's always a nice opportunity for folks to enjoy. The Anita Legion Soup Supper will be held starting at 4 o'clock. And also the Anita Child Care Silent Auction, as you mentioned. 4 to 7 is that during those events. They have hay rides from 4:30 to 6:30. The Ace Club Santa Chase will be held at 5 o'clock with registration shortly before. They have Kids Crafts and Santa at the Anita Public Library. That'll be from 5 to 7. The CAM Music and Band Departments will be at the Bandshell Park starting at 5 o'clock. They'll have their 50-50 raffle and Scrooge contest. All those things will be announced at 7. And don't forget the Luminaries on Chestnut Street from 5 to 8 p.m. That's always a fun event in Anita. And they have other things going on, too. The Anita Town and Country Club will be selling cookbooks, and there'll be all kinds of things happening. The Anita Food Pantry will be collecting toys for local children, so you can help out there, too. Lots of fun. Lots of things going on this Sunday, December 7th, with the Anita Walk Through a Winter Wonderland.
Yes. Let's see. Back in Atlantic, it's Festival of Trees. It continues on December 7th. It's their final day at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Admission is a free will donation, and they'll also have some refreshments being served. And you can come view the beautiful display of holiday decorations. There's raffle items donated by area artists, writers, and crafters, and all proceeds from that are going to the American Cancer Society, and then there is matching funds by Royal Neighbors of America. Festival hours on December 7th are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's sponsored by the Cass County Unit of the American Cancer Society. Again, it's Festival of Trees, continues on Sunday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Also, the Atlantic Lions Club Christmas tree sales, they're going on now until they're gone. That's at the Hy-Vee parking lot. And their hours are Monday through Saturday from 10:30 to 7:30, and then Sunday noon to 7:30. Again, it's the Atlantic Lions Club Christmas tree sales. They're going on now, Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 7:30, and Sunday noon to 7:30, and that's going on in the Hy-Vee parking lot. And that's kind of all I have for, I think, Christmas things. Did you have any more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A holiday extravaganza going on in Adair this weekend. It's been going on Saturday, and also it'll continue Sunday. The Festival of Trees, which is sponsored by the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library. Their 19th annual event continues at the Community Center on Sunday, as they'll be on from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Admission is a free will offering, and the proceeds for that go to help scholarships for local students. Also, the Adair Lions Club is having their annual soup dinner. That was Saturday. It's a Saturday evening event as part of that, and they have lots of other events going on. The Chamber sponsors a bunch of stuff on Saturday, and they'll have some other things going on as well with a Grant Sky Eagles 4-H Club serving a brunch on Sunday. That starts at 10:30 a.m., and they also enjoy lights from folks in the community, too. Make sure you have your lights turned on during that event so that folks can enjoy that, too. Lots of things happening through this weekend, again, over in the Adair area. And that's just this weekend.
Yeah.
Then you get into next weekend, and there's even more stuff, mm-hmm. too. Tell you what, let's take a quick break, and then we'll dive into plenty of other events going on to keep you in tune with what's happening. And we'll do that right after we return after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are, too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, got some more stuff here, too. Before we dive into some other things, here are some Christmas-type activities going on now coming up next weekend also. There's Christmas at the Cass County Museum on Saturday, December 13th. That starts at 1 o'clock. They'll have a pie auction at 2 o'clock, and all the towns in Cass County will be represented at the pie auction. Chuck Reakin will be the auctioneer, and you can see the decorated museum, and they have some special music then, too. It's a really neat place. They've really done some spectacular work there. So if you get a chance to see it all doctored up for Christmas, I bet that's going to be great. Also, the annual Christmas Homemade Candy and Cookie Walk will be Saturday, December 13th from 9 a.m. until noon at the Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Candy and cookies will be sold per pound. There'll be samples and beverages served as well. That's the annual Homemade Candy and Cookie Walk, Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to noon at the Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Also, speaking of Griswold, next Saturday, December 13th, is Super Saturday. No, not that kind. The good kind.
The yummy kind.
Oh, yeah. At the Griswold Community Building from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., they'll be serving soup and assorted sandwiches and drinks, and they're just asking for a free will donation with money heading towards scholarships and community projects. There'll be drawings beginning at 11:45 a.m. They'll have turkeys and hams for adults, different gifts for kids. Santa will arrive at noon and stay until around 1 o'clock. Cheryl Layton will be taking some photos of the kids on Santa's lap there. Craft area for kids so they can make some gifts. There'll be fire truck rides at 12:30 if the weather's decent. And that's all sponsored by the Griswold Community Betterment. So Super Saturday, Griswold Community Building, Saturday the 13th from 11:30 until 1:30. Should be a fun family event. Mm-hmm. Also coming up on the 19th, the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita will be holding their annual cookie walk. That's Friday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. That's at 501 Locust Street in Anita. Just follow the cookie walk signs off of Main Street. You'll go north on Locust for 3 blocks and use the south basement entrance. They'll have several varieties of cookies and candies to choose from so you can help your family out during the busy holiday season. It's $13 for a box of cookies, $7 for a box of candy. No pre-orders this year. The first 10 customers get a door prize. and they'll have some fun there too with a holiday basket for those customers to have a chance to win also. That's the Congregational United Church of Christ in Oneida, their annual cookie walk, 5 to 8 p.m. December 19th at the church. And also one more holiday-related thing I wanted to throw at you here too. It's the Pieces and Dreams Car Club is sponsoring a toy drive for local kids. They're asking folks to deposit new toys in boxes located at the Griswold Library, the Griswold American, the Griswold Post Office, the Casey's General Store in Griswold, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust in Griswold, the Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company, the Lewis Library, and the Elliott Cafe. Cash donations are also accepted, and Pieces and Dreams Car Club can do the shopping then. And you can send those to Jan Frazier at Griswold, and the pickup date for those boxes is December 12th, so you have about another week to get some of that work done if you want to help out some of those kids. It's nice the car club is doing those types of things, too.
I do have a few more Christmas things I looked over. The Grant Community Preservationist and the Hayloft, they're hosting a holiday event featuring cookies and caroling. That's on Saturday, December 13th from 4:30 to 7:30, and then the GCP will be providing music, caroling from 4:30 to 5:30, and they'll have homemade holiday treats for sale. The event continues 5:30 to 7:30 in conjunction with the Hayloft's Chicken and Fish Fry, which begins at 5:15, and then to top off the meal, GCP will offer homemade desserts for sale in addition to cookies and candy, and proceeds go to support GCP's community projects, including restoring the Grant Masonic Lodge and maintaining the Grant Park. The LWML Cookie Walk will be held on December 13th from 11 to 1, and that will be held at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Also in Atlantic is the Christmas Craft and Vendor Fair. It will be held on December 13th at the Atlantic Community Center, and it's free admission. There'll be over 35 crafters, vendors to choose from, and they're accepting toy donations for the Atlantic Police Department. And there'll also be a raffle for a 7-inch tablet with a free ticket for each toy donation. And they'll even have lunch available from 11 to 2. Again, that's the Christmas Craft and Vendor Fair, December 13th at the Atlantic Community Center. And that goes it's from 9 to 5, I believe. Let's see. The Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Earling on December 8th from noon to 6 at St. Joseph Hall. The Cass, Sac, and Carroll County Conservation Boards, they're hosting a Minnesota avian adventure to northeast Minnesota and the world-famous Zacks Zimbog and Duluth area. The trip is Friday, January 16th, 2015, through Monday, January 19th, 2015. And the double occupancy cost is just $322.50 per person, and that includes your transportation, 3-night hotel lodging, guides, 1 lunch and snacks, refreshments on the bus, and registration is limited, and the deadline for that is December 31st. If you'd like more information on that, you can call Laura Canning at 769-2372. We'll also have an informational meeting held on December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Oneida Public Library to learn more, and also at the Cass County, in Cass County, will be at the Atlantic Public Library on December 9th at 5 p.m. The BPO Doe's meeting is coming up December 9th at the Elks Lodge on December 9th. Dinner at 6:30 and business meeting at 7:30. We've got some Red Cross blood drives coming up on December 10th in Oneida. On December 10th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the CAM High School. Also on December 10th in Corning from 11:30 to 5:30 at the First Presbyterian Church. Also in Stanton on December 10th from 7:30 to 1 at the Viking Center. The Pizza Ranch in Atlantic is donating 10% of the guest check amounts to Southwest Iowa Child Evangelism Fellowship on Wednesday, December 10th from 5 to 8. All money raised will be doubled by an anonymous donor. You can contact Doug Hamm at 402-515-7946 for more information. Again, it's the Pizza Ranch donating 10% of the guest check, and that's on December 10th from 5 to 8. The Iowa State University Extension and the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency, they're hosting a Farm Bill meeting that takes place on December 11th from 1:30 to 3:30, and that's at the community building in Malvern. To make sure there's enough handouts and seats, you can call the Mills County Extension office at 624-8616 to pre-register. Operation Barnabas will meet on December 11th at 7 p.m. at the Atlantic Iowa Western Community College campus. Everyone is welcome to attend, and then they meet every second Thursday of the month. One final Red Cross blood drive coming up in December on the 13th. It's from 7:30 to 12:30 in Avoca at the American Legion building. And that's all I got.
We've exhausted the list.
Yes.
All right, very good. You have any birthdays over there?
I do. The family of Mary Jean Steenhuisen is planning an 80th birthday open house cake and coffee reception in her honor on Sunday, December 7th. It's from 2 to 4 at the Irwin Senior Center. Friends and relatives are invited to attend, and you can also send her a card if you can't make it to 408 Bella Street in Irwin, Iowa, 51446. And so she has four grandchildren and one great-grandson. Again, happy 80th birthday to Mary Jane Steenhuisen. Celebrating her 80th birthday is an open house, cake and coffee reception on Sunday, December 7th from 2 to 4 at the Irwin Senior Center. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Richard Carroll, celebrating his birthday on December 6th.
That's all?
That's all.
Well, no, it's not. All.
Happy birthday to my son Wyatt, turning 3, and also to my mom on the same day, December 9th. Happy birthday.
That still is cool.
I know, isn't it?
My dad and my grandfather had the same birthday also, April 2nd, both born on April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that was kind of cool. Odd.
Right.
But
what are the chances?
Kind of cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, unless you're planning things out and then everything goes according to Hoyle, but... Yeah, I always thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
So they have something in common. They'll always have that connection.
They will. I mean, I wouldn't have minded if he was a little earlier, since he was supposed to be born around December 5th. Those extra days were a little long, but it's all right. Turned out good.
It's past you now. Get over it.
It is. It is.
No anniversaries over there to share with. I don't have any anniversaries. No babies to tell you about here this time.
Nope.
But we do hope that you're having a good start to your Christmas holiday season. We certainly hope you get a chance to enjoy that. Do you guys do Christmas on Christmas, or do you try to do get together? Because families are so spread apart anymore,
right.
It seems like everybody's trying to do it at different times when it's convenient.
No, we usually go to Mike's parents' house on Christmas morning, and then depending on when my sister from Cedar Falls can make it back is when we decide when we have my side of the family. Sometimes it's been the same night, so it's a very jam-packed day full of food, and that's good though.
Well, and a lot of the family on my wife's side is spread out a little bit. They're out of town. But so it seems like, and a lot of years, it seems like we've done something early. We've had Christmas like early in December. It just seems odd.
Yeah.
And also it's difficult with gifts and stuff
too.
Because you really have to get after that early.
Exactly. You have to get up there and done. And
yeah. And that's sometimes not the easiest thing to do either.
No.
But you're just not into that mentality
of
Christmas shopping yet. Some people are very good at it. And they do it all year long. They're always looking, but... It's really hard to get into that mentality early.
Yeah, to really get out there and cross a bunch off.
Well, you've already got December 25th circled on the calendar.
Right.
So you know that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's coming. Same day every year.
But all of a sudden, if somebody says, hey, we're going to do Christmas on the 6th. What?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
Huh? No,
this year it's going to be a little bit later for that. And then we'll get a chance to celebrate with my family, too, a little bit around the holiday season.
Well, good.
So that'll be good. At least it's a little bit closer that way.
Yeah.
And plus, there's football on TV.
Oh, well, you can't go wrong there, huh?
Well, if all the guys are going to get together, you know, we got to have some college football to watch, too.
Of course.
That's just the way it goes. Christmas on a Thursday this year. I hope that works out well into everybody's schedules. And hope you get a chance to do some of that stuff and spend it with family and friends. It's going to come so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I know looking at the calendar, it's still like 3 weeks away, but that's going to disappear so fast. So I hope you have a chance to get through it and have some fun with the holiday season.
Yeah.
Instead of just stressing over everything all the time. Take some time to have some fun with it, too.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a fun time.
Right. It's not about the gifts.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we have for you here on our program this weekend. As always, thanks so much for inviting us into your home through the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.